Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Today, I want to discuss something that has really been weighing on my mind a lot lately, and that's the pessimistic nature of the world. And I really feel that this year especially, there has been no shortage in the media showcasing controversy, hate, senseless acts of violence, abuse, deceit, differing opinions, injustice, and most recently, really terrible natural disasters that have taken a cataclysmic toll on life, liberty, and property. And commenting on a recent study done on people's natural ability to think optimistically or pessimistically about the world around them, Paul Dolan, who is a professor of behavioral science at the London School of Economics, said this, quote, "In the media, the newsworthy events exaggerate the unusual and put the focus on swift changes. Slow and steady changes in major trends really don't get much attention," close quote. So, for example, he added that many people the world over think that the crime rate has been on the rise in recent years, when, in actuality, it has been steadily decreasing since 2010. And this is really fascinating to me because the data that was gathered as a part of this study clearly showed that when people are asked to evaluate the quality of their own lives and happiness versus the perceived quality of life and happiness of people around them, they tended to be overly optimistic about their own lives and their own futures, and they were much less optimistic when they were asked about other people. Mexican citizens were asked to rate the happiness levels of their fellow countrymen, and they assumed, on average, that about 40% of the country was happy. But when the country was asked to rate themselves and their own happiness, over 90% of people in Mexico rated themselves as extremely happy in the survey. And the reason they found for this is that people tend to feel more hopeful and happy about things that are within their realm of control, meaning their own lives and their own families. And it's really important to be aware, obviously, of the difficult things that are happening around us, but how much is too much awareness? Should we fear the end of days every single day? Should we seclude ourselves even deeper into our lives and our homes and our communities and just not be involved because what's the point? No, I would say that we need to be aware of these things so that we can be witness to God's miracles and witness to opportunities where we can extend ourselves to help others regain some sort of control over their own lives and happiness. One of my childhood heroes, Mr. Fred Rogers, was a child psychologist, a television host, and a media expert, and he said this, which I've always found very comforting, quote, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping,'" close quote. Amidst all of this chaos and all of these tragedies recently, one of the greatest stories that I heard coming out of Houston, Texas in the United States was the story of a furniture store owner who selflessly donated his vast chain of stores as temporary shelters to those who had lost their homes in the floods. I also heard another story of a woman in Florida who had lost her home and many of her possessions in the recent storm there, and including a China tea set that had been in her family for years. A kind soul watching the news recognized the pattern on the broken tea set, and she sent a new one to this woman that she didn't even know. And there are several other examples and stories of community centers, neighborhoods, and church groups, including the LDS Church, banding together and donating volunteers, food, clothing, and money to victims of these disasters. And hearing stories like this not only gives me hope for the future of humanity, but hope for my own life that I can someday be that kind of helper to someone else in need. And if you're really struggling to find hope in the world the way it is today, one of my favorite resources to turn to are the music videos on the Mormon channel. One of my absolute favorites is I Am Here by the Bonner Family. And it's a mashup of a hymn and their own lyrics and performance style, and it's really beautiful. And it helps me, at least, feel a lot of peace and hope in knowing that God is always there, that He's always there to listen to our prayers, to comfort us when we reach out and ask for help. And it helps, I think, prayer and being reminded of that helps put the events of the world into perspective so that we don't get overwhelmed, but so that we can learn from them and be able to help out and strengthen our own lives and the lives of those around us. All right, we're going to close today's episode with a quote from Elder Neil A. Maxwell, who was a previous LDS apostle, and he said, "Daily hope is vital." I hope that sticks with you today, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.